America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
Can I say welcome to the show?
Thank you, Greg Gehringer. Hour number two in front of us on this Monday edition of the show. Glad that you're with me. 702-257-5396. That's how you join our program. Calls on hold, stay put. We're going to get right to you. You know the Grammys were here in Vegas last night, right? Did any of you feel the satanic vibe, man? I'm just going to be straight with you. Look, I have to put it out there. There was a satanic vibe in Vegas last night. I'm telling you, look, I'm sorry. Did you catch Lil Nas' satanic performance during the Grammys? Straight up having sex with the devil. I mean, I'm serious. What happened to the good old days of first-class talent at the Grammys? Remember when the Grammys was about music and production? There was none of this. Even the old-time rock stars never did any of this satanic garb. The reason I'm bringing this to your attention is there, again, as I've said before, is a Luciferian agenda that's been unleashed on the country. It's in every aspect of society, including Washington, D.C. This is why we're having the thought process that we're having. This is why a woman who is supposed to be the next Supreme Court justice can't even say what a woman is because she's not a biologist. Gives lesser sentences to pedophiles. Do you know what the hell a pedophile is, friends? So it's obvious to me that we're going to see more and more of this satanic ritual. Friends, we got demons walking around. Okay, I'm just going to be straight with you. We've got them walking around. They're influencing society, and it's unfortunate. See, there used to be a time in this country where we could talk about the God and the devil. Real God, real devil, good and bad. And Republicans and Democrats, that's the one thing we could all agree upon. There is a God, he's good. There's a devil, he's bad. Now the Democrats want to give religious rights to Satanists. They say, they try to convince us that Satanists have the right of freedom of religion under the United States Constitution. I'll argue that over and over. You don't give rights to demons, to devils. The country was founded upon Christian values, for God's sakes. I mean, tell me we're not having horrific things happening. Just like in Detroit, this mom literally stabs her 2-year-old baby. What? In Detroit, yes. Thank God they've arrested this lunatic, this devil. But she stabbed her 2-year-old son in the chest. And you Democrats tried to tell me I'm wrong for wanting the death penalty. They want to put a woman like this in a center so she can recoup on taxpayers' dime. Yes, let's treat her for mental illness. Let's continue to counsel with her. She probably wasn't loved enough as a child. Who gives a crap if she was loved enough as a child or not? She stabbed her 2-year-old in the chest. But the moment we continue to let satanic rituals happen at the Grammys, The moment we continue to let Disney indoctrinate and admit that they're grooming your kids, this is what you have. And then good parents fight. Good parents go to school board meetings. Good parents go to city council meetings, trying to stop the foolishness, the indoctrination, the over-sexualization that's happening. But then parents are basically told that you're bullies, you're troublemakers for trying to tell us how we should raise your children, because we get to raise your children as well. That's what they want to tell us. That's what they're trying to tell us. Russia, Ukraine, biolabs, global supply chain, high gas prices, high grocery prices, indoctrination of our kids, the most radical of radicals coming to the Supreme Court, an open border as of next month with God knows who will be crossing. And you wonder why people are buying guns in droves? You wonder why people are stocking up on ammunition? Do you wonder why my friend Nephi Kaliki at Vegas CCW is having the big CCW event on April 10th so that you can have your CCW permit? There's reasons behind it all. And if you still support candidates that don't support the Second Amendment, you're truly not a conservative. I'm sorry, I'm just telling you the way it is. Let's get right back to business. Anthony, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Listen, I just want to let you know what's happening right now. As you know, I'm with the Cheryl campaign. I'm very honest and loyal to her, like to you. They are painting and graffiti or campaign and attacking a woman and putting a burqa on her, in her head, and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. That start happening all over town. Just to let you know, I don't believe these are the Democrats or liberals, because she never mentioned, could be the Reiners. I don't know. I just want to let you know what's going on. She's been attacked as a woman, and she's been attacked because she's Cheryl Mendenhall. They've been painting her posters. I did send one to your Instagram so you see what's going on.
Yeah, I want to look at that. I'm very angry about that. I'm very angry, and I hope that if they catch anybody defacing, and I don't care if it's Sherelle or even someone, that's a federal offense. That is against the law.
Yes.
And you know what's so funny, Anthony? The left always talks about promoting women and having women go to a certain level. Sherelle has the qualifications to be the next United States senator, but they don't want her there because she's speaking a truth that none of these other people that have a backbone are speaking.
She's getting things taken care of. I was today in my neighborhood with predominant Democrat and Latino. I registered a young 18, 19-year-old married with the job Latinos. They're going to go for Sherelle, okay? People were Democrats. They're going to go for Sherelle. You know, she's scaring. Everyone is getting scared of her. She knows exactly. She takes the program. If you ask her a question, she'll answer you right away. Yes, this, to the point. And they're very, very scared of her. Extremely scared, and I don't like that. And I just I put a poster on Stewart and according to Maryland Parkway. There's a great bakery there for 40 years. He's from Mexico. He's been here 40 years. They make great food, and they just they smear her post. So I just wanted to let you know, if you know about it, to let you everyone knows that they're attacking a woman and they're attacking a person who's very, very strong, because I tell everyone, don't underestimate her. She's an unbelievable. I mean, she's what we need.
Yeah, I agree.
She's a young Ronald Reagan. You know what I'm
there
saying?
There you go. There you go.
And the other thing is, I'm very loyal. And not only to her, to your program, and I don't abandon the ship. I've always been like that and passionate because of the way I grew up. And there is another thing you have to tell you. We're going to – I don't know if you got – there's a South African, Afrikaans speaking, who wrote a book about – the son of the Christ, President Donald Trump. He sends you to your Instagram to talk to him. This book gives me the shivers. This book has everything that's happening right now. It's called The Son of the Man, the Christ, President Donald Trump. So when you have the time, please look into Instagram.
And, yes, absolutely.
After a good fight, and let me tell you, I'm ready for it, you know. And I'm from the Second Amendment. I've never used guns, not even when I was in Africa, because I was very, very secure where I lived before the revolution. But, you know, things happening right now, and I need to start protecting myself.
Anthony, you know? Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly, and I appreciate you calling. I'm up on break, but we're going to be looking into this, and I thank you. And I'll be checking my Instagram for sure. Friends, did you hear that? Defacing Sherelle Mendenhall's signs and banners. I'm seeing this happen to others out there. Liberals, they're doing it. Trust me, they are, because they're corrupt. But unfortunately, there's some corrupt Republicans that are also doing it. So my eyes and ears are going to be open. I have people, political operatives that'll be looking around. We catch you, there's going to be hell to pay, because that is a federal crime. This is serious business when people are running for office. If you want to defeat someone, you do it at the voting booth. You don't deface. This is ridiculous. I don't like those strong arm tactics. This is not a freaking banana republic. We're turning in to a banana republic. But I'll tell you one thing right now. As long as there's breath in this body, I won't allow us to become a banana republic. That I can tell you. Lots more to talk about, friends. That gets me riled up. It should get you riled up as well. But that's also a positive sign that in November, there's going to be a red wave, and it's not going to be the same old critters that are always running for office. That I can tell you. I'm Steve Sanchez. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, straight back to the calls we go. Don't go away. Steve Sanchez with you on this Monday edition of the show, 702-257-5396. That's how you join us. Let's get right back to business. Jim, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Steve, thanks for taking my call, brother. Always appreciate it. Regarding that demonically horrific incident you mentioned in Detroit, Steve, to use the left's terminology, I would identify that very twisted, sick individual as a birthing parent rather than a mother, and everything that's associated with the connotations of that word. And then, Steve, to use their demented logic as well, why isn't the left pushing for stricter knife control laws when god-awful incidents like this happen?
Yeah, I know. You know what frustrates me so much, Jim, is that this kind of incident we know is just demonic on its face, but they will yell at me for wanting the death penalty for something like this. Okay. They will rather have our tax funded dollars put her in some loony bin for the next 20 years, getting cable TV, playing puzzles, getting shot up with Prozac, because the left, they operate that there's a screw loose with people that are on the radical left.
I completely agree, Steve. And along that line, to show you how truly demented and twisted they are, they will advocate for abortion and destroy the most innocent among us, and yet, tell you how you're an evil person for demanding the death penalty for someone like that. And just to piggyback on Anthony's point real fast, I think when the left goes out and defaces and destroys political banners, that's sheer desperation and panic on their part, Steve.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Great call, Jim. I appreciate it. Have yourself a great night. But I agree completely with Jim's comments. And you know what? And it's unfortunate that it's not just the left. There are many Republicans. They like to call themselves Republicans, but they're just career Republicans. They just want to be in office somewhere. I like to be in office. I like to go and eat free breakfast and free lunches and free dinners and feel important, you know, and be called sir or ma'am or whatever. But there's a lot of Republicans that aren't worth a damn either. Oh, there's a ton of Republicans that aren't worth a damn either. This is why, over and over and over, I tell you to pay attention to who we publicly support. Because we do vet and we ask tough questions. And if you listen to this show, your ideology is similar to mine. So you should feel comfortable and confident in who we talk about out there. I'll just leave it right there. Ed the Old School Lender. His name's getting around town. It should be. He's only been serving Vegas for 32 years. But I've had people reach out to me and say, my gosh, Ed got me out of a pickle. Why did Ed get them out of a pickle? Because he is the only guy in town that can get you same day cash with bad credit, no credit, just proof of income. That's right. That means if you have a good full-time job and you can prove it with your pay stubs, you can get $1,000, $2,000, up to $5,000 same day, 99% of the time. I kid you not. So if you got some bills, you got a repair on the car, just some money, you need it now, the kids need help, whatever the case is, he's got something called the easy loan process, and it's a loan you can definitely afford. In fact, many times he's been able to take these high interest rate loans from those national guys that you've been in and you're never going to be able to get out of, and he pays them off, still puts a couple thou in your pocket, and you're still paying less per month. He's standing by now to take your call, to get you the money you need, and to give you some options. And options are what we're about. His number, 702-613-2153. That's 702-613-2153. Again, if you've got bad credit, that's not a big deal. If you got no credit, not a big deal. If you just had a bankruptcy, not a big deal. If you have already a loan, not a big deal. As long as you have a good full-time job, he can help you. So don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Don't get yourself further in debt. Get yourself moving forward with Ed, the Old School Lender. 702-613-2153. That is how you reach him. Look, we got a lot more to talk about tonight. We got calls on hold. I got a special guest coming up when we return, political consultant that I've been wanting to pick his brain for a long time. Become a friend of mine, actually. His name is Rory McShane. He's with McShane LLC. He represents a lot of prominent candidates, not just in Nevada, but across the country. He's a winner. And we want these kinds of winners representing good people so that in November, that red wave happens. So you're going to definitely want to stick around. And then, of course, we'll get to your calls. I'm Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back. Sanchez hanging out with you on this Monday edition of the show. Now, you know, I like rock stars, and I've got a political rock star that is going to hang out with us for a bit. He's become a friend. The guy is someone to pay attention to, and we're going to pick his brain. That's Rory McShane of McShane LLC. Rory, welcome to the program.
My friend.
Hey, I appreciate you hanging out for a bit tonight, because I know that you're swamped. You got political candidates that you represent all over the country. But before we get into that, I want to give a congratulations to you. You are really breaking some records out there. You're expanding your office in Las Vegas this week, and you got offices around the country. So if you don't mind, I want this audience to get a little idea of who you are, what you're doing, and then we can talk some politics.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that a lot, Steve, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Absolutely.
But, so we're a national consulting firm. We have offices in Austin, Texas, Washington, D.C., and in Las Vegas, and then we have some additional staff in Dallas, Texas, and in Colorado. And we've grown huge. We've grown 560% in the last couple of years. Very proud to represent some real hardcore conservatives. Our incumbent members of Congress. We've got Congressman Biggs, Congressman Gosar, Congressman Good, have worked for Gun Owners of America, the Club for Growth, House Freedom Action, and it's just taken off like wildfire. And so Las Vegas has been our headquarters for the last number of years. And, and that's where all our video production people work and our graphic designers work and our email people work and all those people that really do the job to produce winning campaign material. And it's just gotten so big that we've had to move and we're opening our new headquarters office on Thursday. So I'm super excited about it.
No, that's good stuff. And you know what's great, Rory, and you're a humble guy, but I'll say it, you have a track record of winning and we need that right now more than ever, which leads me to where we're at right now with the political realm. With your expertise, what do you see happening? Do you really see the red wave as we've been discussing it happening, or is this election integrity stuff still a problem?
I mean, the election integrity stuff is definitely a problem, and I'm hopeful that when Republicans retake some state legislatures and retake some governor's mansions, that we'll be able to get some of this stuff turned around, some of this bad mail-in balloting stuff. But I do think the red wave is coming. I think we're going to take back the House. I think Kevin McCarthy is going to be the next speaker. I think, I'm less bullish on the Senate. The Senate's going to be very, very tough to pick up, but I do think we're going to have some big gains this coming year. I don't know if it's going to be as big as 2010 or 2014 was, but I definitely think it's going to be a lot better than we saw in 2012 and 2018. So I'm pretty optimistic and pretty bullish about taking back the House this year.
Yeah, no, I echo that sentiment, which leads me to, Las Vegas, Nevada particularly. I know you represent some great candidates in Nevada. What does that look like? Nevada, for a long time was kind of the swing state. I think it still really is. I mean, do you see, because I see the momentum myself, Rory. I see, the momentum. People are running. I mean, look at all the candidates running for governor, maybe a little too many. But, mm-hmm. I mean, the reality is, people, I think, have gotten fed up and they're wanting to be involved.
Yeah, 100%, Steve. I think we're going to take all three of the congressional districts. It'll be a problem to hold some of those districts in worse years for Republicans. But I think we're going to pick up all three of the congressional districts. I think we're going to pick up the governor's mansion. I think we're probably going to take all of the down ballot statewide offices, or at least most of the down ballot statewide offices. I think that the Senate race is going to be the toughest of those races. The Democrats just reserved $11 million in ad spending in that race, but I do think the Senate seat is a seat that we have a really solid shot at being successful in.
Yeah, no, I think that's some great logic. And I know obviously you're representing Sam Peters, who is a rock star in my opinion. I mean, everybody that has met Sam is like, this guy's incredible. I got calls on hold wanting to talk about Sam. I'm looking at my screen right now. And, I've gotten to know Sam. I just like the guy. He, it's just, there's something about Sam Peters that just makes me feel inspired. And I think people are getting that. I mean, you're seeing that yourself. I mean, I think the most recent poll that the Review Journal came out with, maybe last week or the week before, maybe it was the Sun or the Journal, it was one of the two, have Sam way up there.
Yeah, so Sam's currently leading by 19% in his primary. Launched TV ads today. Has raised $600,000, double what his primary opponent has raised. Has been endorsed by multiple members of Congress, been endorsed by Congressman Biggs, been endorsed by Congressman Gosar, endorsed by Combat Vets for Congress. Rock star of a candidate, going to be a great congressman. And he is just, he's working his butt off, and that's exactly what he needs to be doing. And even though he's up by 19 points, he's not taking anything for granted. So I'm really, really excited about his campaign, and I think he is going to be a member of Congress.
I love it. And, you know, Rory, you're a humble guy, but, you know, you have something. You have a gift. And I'll tell you, I've been in business for 30 years. I'm 52 years old. I've done very well with this show as well over the last 10 years. And you have a gift that a lot of folks don't have. You have what's called gut instinct. And your gut instinct has proven to be major dividends for you with your success, but also with the success of the people you're representing. And that's why I wanted you on, and I wanted this audience to hear, because it's extremely important that this audience understands that the people that I come out and I support, these people have what it takes, but I want them to understand that there are people behind the scenes that help people that are running to do what it needs to, you know, to do what needs to be done. And you're one of those guys. So I know it's tough out there because earlier I had a call, you know, with someone complaining upset because, you know, someone's defacing, you know, banners out there and you know, political signs, which is ridiculous. I mean, if we're going to handle business, right, let's just handle it at the voting booth.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Steve, I appreciate you saying that a lot. And definitely could not achieve any electoral success without great candidates and without a conservative movement that wants to support those candidates, right? Donors, volunteers, people knocking the doors and pounding in the lawn signs. But no, absolutely. I mean, we've reached a place in American politics where, you know, it used to be don't discuss politics in the House, right? Around family, because, you know, Uncle Joe's a Democrat and Uncle Bill's a Republican, but we're all still family and we all love each other. And now it's become, this person has a different belief than me, and it's okay to censor them, to banish them, and to really, really be terrible to them. And it's a really, really sad state of affairs.
Yeah, we're seeing that just way too often out there. It's unfortunate. And, you know, and I'll tell you, and I know it happens with both sides. I mean, you know, Republicans have dirty hands too. Democrats have dirty hands. But what I see, and what I've seen you, because I know Gosar and I know Biggs, and these are fine men and great candidates and true patriots and conservatives. What I've seen is that it seems like, you know, when you're working with someone, you're aligning yourself. Again, it's that gut instinct to say, because I think, you know, even though your job is to help these political candidates win, I believe, because I've gotten to know you, that there's something very personal about all of this, too, because you got a little boy and you're looking at the legacy of America.
You know, and Steve, I appreciate that. And that's right. I mean, we work pretty overwhelmingly for very conservative candidates and very conservative members of Congress, right? I mean, all three of our incumbent congressmen are members of the Freedom Caucus. I'm incredibly proud of that. The majority of the candidates that we represent are pledged Freedom Caucus members. You know, I think it's not just Republicanism. It's conservatism is right. Going to save this country, right? A belief in our founding constitutional principles and a reemergence of personal responsibility, the rights of the individual from God, and a serious pushback against socialism are the only things that are going to save this country. And we're in a real bad place if we don't do it. I mean, we are looking at the fall of Western civilization if we don't save this country now.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And I'm seeing that. I mean, I saw what was Political Theater Day with Joe Biden speaking that he was a truck driver and he was on the radio with Big Mama and they've got, you know, the semi trucks for the optics. And I'm thinking, this guy's such a liar. And I hate to say that. I know he's the sitting president, but, you know, liar, liar, pants on fire. My God, people are spending $6 a gallon of gas and this guy's over here doing political theater. I mean, we're in some real trouble.
Yeah. Well, we have a president who's never really had a job outside of Washington, D.C., right? And I fully believe that when he got elected to the Senate at 29 years old, he was probably all those things he claims to be, a decent blue-collar Democrat from Scranton, Pennsylvania, right? And who represented the interests of working men and women. I believe that was true at one point in his career. But over the course of his career, he's become so entrenched in the battle for woke Democratic prominence that he has thrown the country off the cliff. I mean, skyrocketing inflation, gas prices out of control. I mean, we are really looking at some terrible, terrible stuff here.
Yeah, there's no question. Well, Rory, I could pick your brain all night, but we're getting close to break. I appreciate you hanging out with us. I would love, and I know this audience would love, if, you know, your schedule permits, you know, coming on a little more frequently, keeping us up to speed with what's going on, not only in Nevada, but across the country. That invitation's there for you, and we'd love to have you back on soon.
Awesome, my friend. I'd love to do it, and thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate that. That was Rory McShane of McShane LLC. I'm telling you, this guy is a political consultant rock star. You heard it. I mean, these are the types of people we need to support. These are the type of people that we've got to learn from. I'm all about wisdom and picking people's brains that have a certain level of experience. Rory McShane does. I'm excited to be seeing him this Thursday with the expansion of his office in Vegas. Well deserved, because they work hard. And I'll tell you, Sam Peters and Jim Marchant and others, you know, Representative Gosar and Biggs, which are my people in Arizona, I mean, these people will attest to that. We are in the fight of our lives, no question about it. But I feel so much better that the teams that are assembled out there, like Rory McShane with McShane LLC, this is the army we need out there. And I hope that this was inspiring to you as you listen to him, so that you can feel some, you know, just a little peace of mind that we're going to make some things happen this November. All right, got to bounce to break, got to pay some bills around here. I'm Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back. Sanchez with you on this Monday edition of the show. Glad to be here. Let's go ahead and just not waste any time and get back to all these busy calls on hold. Al, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Steve, how you doing, buddy? Thanks for taking
Good.
My call.
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, you know, I'm so glad that you're bringing people here to keep us aware of what's going on in the elections. As you know, I'm pretty involved this time around, try to save America. And, you know, we had a lot of people show up for the Sam Peters thing.
Yeah,
it
Sam
was
told me.
A huge success.
Yeah,
and,
Sam told me.
It was just, and you know, these events that you're promoting, a lot of people are showing up. And, you know, Sam has got a lot of great qualities. You know, I keep saying that, things that people don't even realize yet that are really going to become evident when he goes against Horsford. And, you know, he's got a new video coming out. There's a lot of people over on the Texas border that are fighting hard, congressmen. Hopefully he's going to go down there and help them. And we need as many people like him in Washington. You know, so keep your eye on him. He's only going to be getting better as all these races get a little tighter, you know, go down the road. Just wanted to say that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I appreciate the call, brother. I'm totally with you on that. Sam is a good dude, and he works hard, not afraid to roll up his sleeves. Not at all. All right, let's get right back to business. Andrew, you're next. Welcome to the program.
God bless you, sir. I see you're a Christian. I'm from Europe, and in Europe and even in Russia, in schools, they don't even let anyone speak about sexual things. That belongs to the parents.
Right.
And can you, as a spokesman for your people in Nevada, let them vote and say no more sex talk, no sex education, just math, science, reading, things like that. No more sex talk, no more sex class, none of that crap. What do you think? Could you do that?
I would love to. And, you know, we're definitely, you know, pushing that narrative. But here's the issue. We have got to elect the right people that are willing to listen to do that. The critters that we have, Andrew, you know, it's in one ear and out the other. That's the problem. That's why this election statewide in Nevada and even as a country is so pivotal. Andrew, great call. I got to bounce. I appreciate it. You know, a lot of people are also asking me about, you know, who I trust in the media. I know you trust me and I'm appreciative, but who do I trust? Well, you know, I trust Newsmax. I really do. Newsmax.com is where you go for breaking headlines. In fact, when I look at some of the studies out there, 65% of Republicans don't trust media at all. Americans as a whole don't trust media. So where do you go? This is why I try to encourage you. Look, no news network is perfect, but Newsmax.com, Newsmax TV, the hosts that you see from the morning show Wake Up America all the way to nighttime with Bowling, Salcedo, Kelly, Stitchfield, Schmidt, these people are definitely real news for real people. They are transparent, and they tell you like it is. That is what you can trust. On the weekends, they got great shows, too. You know Huckabee. You know Diamond and Silk, Dick Morris. So 20 million Americans, they made the switch, and they're watching Newsmax all the time. I want you, Las Vegas, to do the same thing. Give them a try. I can assure you, you will never go back. Newsmax.com, you can download the Newsmax app also on your smartphone. Now, look, you may ask, Steve, where are you the other 22 hours of the day? How do we get more Steve Sanchez? A lot of people are asking that. Glad you asked. Go to the SteveSanchezShow.com website. There you'll have my podcasts, my archives, media appearances. We have our news stories and, of course, our socials. We're doing reels. We're doing TikToks. We're doing live Facebook, Instagram. There's no excuse of why you can't be in the know with us. Just do yourself a favor. Before you do anything tonight, go to the SteveSanchezShow.com website. Check out everything. Start following me on my socials. And then we've got some surprises coming for you. Yeah, I didn't forget. Remember a few months ago I told you some surprises were coming for the Steve Sanchez Show? Well, they're here. And we're going to be talking about that here in these next few days. All right, look, I know there's calls on hold. I just couldn't get to everybody tonight, but I'm grateful you called. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
You've been listening to Steve Sanchez.
For more of Steve,
visit the SteveSanchezShow.com.